All right, Rabbi. So we're picking up. I have us on Pei Beis. Is that yep. Does that look right?
81.
Okay, 82. Here, Sasha. All right, so let's pick up. We should have in mind that our learning should be a zechus for Achinu b'Yisrael. By the merit of our Talmud Torah, all of those who need a refuah shalem should have it. All of those who have been taken should have an aliyas neshama. Halavai should usher in a piece of shalom full of klal Yisrael. All right, so let's go back to a little bit. What's exciting about this now, by the way, is remember he's going to be. You know, when we started this a long time ago. I mean, I don't mean the sefer, this section about cultivating the concept that we believe in a borei, we believe in a creator. So we were in Dvarim. Now the interesting part is he's going to be focusing a lot on Bereishis, and now suddenly again it's halach l'maisa, which is interesting. So Pei Beis nishtamish b'yisod shezacharnu. So let's take the yisod that we established and begin to use that yisod, that principle, and look at the story of creation. Remember, what was the principle that he espoused? The principle is that there's a borei and there's a nivra. There's a creator and there's a creation. The Ribono Shel Olam is the creator and I am the creation. And although that sounds so pashut, so simple, so obvious, so the Mechaber posits, the author here posits that idea, that concept is really the foundation of all of our emunah. So let's go back. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the earth. Bereishis b'tchilas habriyah. So what does Bereishis mean? In the beginning of the creative process, bara, God created. Samak hasav lanu kan. Now you have to understand something. In general, you know, Rashi HaKadosh brings down, asks a simple question. He asks, why is the whole creation story included all together? So Rashi's question comes from the vantage point that the Torah is a book of laws. So if the Torah is a book of laws, then start with HaChodesh HaZelachem. Start with the first mitzvah, Kiddush HaChodesh, new month. What are you starting with Bereishis? There's a much more fundamental question, which is, no one really understands the creation story to begin with. I mean, we read God created this. On this day, what was there? What was there? Bereishis, before anything, what was the universe? Tohu vavohu, astonishingly empty, darkness. What does that mean? Where was first matter created from? How was everything else? Like the Ramban brings down. The Ramban brings down and quotes the Greek word hyuli. He says that the Ribono Shel Olam, what he created first was matter. And then he took that matter and he manipulated it into everything else afterwards. Because normally when you read the creation story, we think God created this, and then he created this, and then he created this. No. One act of creation, and from that one act of creation, everything else comes from them. It's almost like, careful how I use this word, evolution, right? So he created matter, and the matter evolved through with divine guidance, divine activity, through all of those days. Does anybody really understand that? So you have to ask yourself, like, why do we have it in the Torah? Meaning, why include an account of creation? Meaning, if you want to tell me, why is it here? So look what he says. This is a very simple answer. Kasav lanukan, shiyesh misha borei, viyesh misha nivra. What's the entire message of the creation story? That there is a creator, and there are creations. That's the whole message. Believe pasuk. Because without that pasuk of Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, I might have thought that what?
Big bang.
That the word Big Bang. Right, the world just came on its own. Ulam hator mevareres lanu she'emesi rak achas bilvat. So the Torah comes to emphasize for us that is not true. There is one truth. What's the one truth? Bara. Yesh borei v'yesh nivra. There is a creator, there are creations, v'advarim einam na'asu me'elehem. And things simply do not happen by themselves. Sa'ai mi ha'borei, who is the creator? Elokim. Ha'torah megala lanu mi baras ha'olam ha'kadosh baruch hu, ribono shel olam. Ha'adam choshev u'medaber ma'kadosh baruch hu va'omer. So understand, by the way, how profound this is. The profundity lies in its simplicity. So here, the entire story, my Bereishis, this difficult to comprehend story, is here to teach me one lesson, which is that the Ribono Shel Olam created the world.
For his purposes. perfect.
I'm sorry?
His purpose is
it's perfect. It fits in beautifully. That's the entire... Amazing. And by the way, that's why, interestingly enough, so that's why the entire creation... It's just to tell me that God, by the way, lest you think that God just created man. No. It starts from the beginning, all the way through the creation of man, which is the end of creation, so to speak. And the Ribono Shel Olam did all of that. What's the message? Messages, the Ribono Shel Olam is the Bore, we are the Nivra. God is the creator, we're the creation. So he says, Ha'adam Choshev Umadarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Va'Omer. So man thinks to himself and he speaks to God and he says, HaTorah HaKadosh Sha'omeres, Sha'ata Yisparach Shema Bara Esa Olam, Ata Yisparach Barases Kol HaBurim Kulam, Velo Af Echad Acher. So the Jew looks at these psukim. And the Jew says that what? You, Ribono Shel Olam, have created everything. You and no one else. Kol Yehudi Ma'amin, Yodeas Advarim. Listen to this. See, here's what he says. He says, great, you see what you're at? Make yourself comfortable.
Whatever. No, I don't want to be Matriach. You know, that's an army that's still
there. Yeah, sit wherever you want.
You think everyone's going to come?
No, he's busy.
Wow. You sure?
No.
Oh,
so he says, "Call you the ma'amir." Just I could pause the recording as if you have. So he says something amazing. He says, "So what do we get from Bereishis? Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He's the Borei and the Nivra." So he says, "Call Yehudi ma'amin yodeas hadvarim." So the truth is, every Jew believes these words. Meaning, nothing here is a chiddush. Ulam aleinu lahashrish zos bikerbeinu hetiv. What's our job? Our job is not just to say it and not just to think it, but to actually root it within ourselves in a profound fashion. Sherak hu yisparach shemo bara asa olam. That it is the Ribono Shel Olam who created the world. Velo achar klal, and no one else. Mishalo amal rabos lahashish es ha'amuna ha'torah bikirbo kimat behechrich she'amunas aloke b'chaser. Someone who does not work hard to try to inculcate within himself this particular emuna, ultimately his emuna is deficient and his emuna is lacking. Bosan, you understand, of course, where he's going to go with this, which is that if you believe that the Ribono Shel Olam created the world, and you believe that God is the creator, and by the way, you know, the Rambam and Aristotle had many machloksim, but one of their fundamental disputes was in the nature of God as the creator. So Aristotle also believed in a God as a creator, he just believed that God created and receded. He left. He did what he did, and then he left. Of course, the Rambam said that's not our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe that the Ribono Shel Olam created, and it's a mechadish betuvo bechol yom tamin ma'aseh bereishis. Ribono Shel Olam created and continues to create each and every day. Creation is ongoing. So you understand, of course, that if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, not just the historical creator, but the peasant creator, if you believe that and you really, that you're mashish, you root it in yourself, you understand how that informs the way you live in such a dramatic fashion. So suddenly it means when I think about my parnasa. So where does my parnasa come from? So we also my parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, right. Of course I have to be frum, so my parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I would say if you think about what that means on a deeper level is if the Ribono Shel Olam is the creator, it means he's creating my parnasa each and every day. It comes from him. So therefore, you know, we're doing this in Mesilas Yesharim in the morning. Where the Ramchal also points out, he says, you know, the moment that your pursuit of Gashmius goes ahead and takes away and diminishes your Ruchnius, you're doing something wrong. Meaning we all have to pursue Gashmius. We have to make a living. We have to make a parnas. We have to pay our bills. But the idea, well, most people have to do it, right? The idea is that the moment that that comes at the expense of your Ruchnius, you've upset the equilibrium. Because then what you're saying is that I am the master of my fate, that I am the one who controls how successful I am, and it's not the Ribono Shel Olam. Life is all about the balance, and we all know about the balance, but the question is, why do we need the balance? And now you begin to understand it. I need the balance because the balance highlights the fact that I believe that the Ribono Shel Olam is the creator, not me. The Ribono Shel Olam is the creator of my health. He's the creator of my parnasa. He's the creator of my family. And as such, if I upset the Ruchni Gashmi, the material spiritual equilibrium, and I put a lot more emphasis on the Gashmi and much less on the Ruchni, then essentially what I'm saying is what? I'm saying I'm the Borei. not the Ribono Shel Olam. You understand like how profound this is? That's why the Mechaber is saying over here, the first step in cultivating, so it sounds so elementary, and I think sometimes we look at this and we're like, oh my gosh, like you've been learning the same thing for weeks already with this. We got it. God is the creator. Got it. Lockdown. Right? Good. Move on to the next thing. But no, it's not Pashut. Because the truth is, if we really understood that, then we'd have perfect equilibrium in life. Most of us don't have real equilibrium. You know, some days we're a little bit better, some days a little bit worse. So then Chama says, why can't I achieve equilibrium? Why don't I have that synthesis, that good balance between Ruchni and Gashmi? And the answer the Mechaba would posit is because there's something lacking in my fundamental emunah. Remember again, his premise, thank you. His premise is that when I struggle spiritually, the struggle is not because of the thing that I think I'm struggling with. Rather, the struggle is what? The struggle is that my foundation of emunah is not solid. Remember, we spoke about this our last year together. This is an incredible yisod because people struggle with things all the time, and they always think, oh, I'm struggling with this. No, no, no. You're not really struggling with that. You're struggling ultimately, again, with your fundamental emunah. That's why, if you notice, people who have perfect emunah don't struggle. Now, let me be clear. They have struggles, but they don't struggle with their Yiddishkeit. Why not? They don't have the same kashas that the rest of us have. We do, except that our kashas really are very often a result of a lack of rooted emunah. Once that emunah is strong, everything else comes from there. And I want to point out, it's not just that you don't have the questions. I mentioned this to you. I remember when I was a child, I used to live with my grandfather, Zichron Levracha. So whenever we'd ask a question, he would always give an interesting answer. His answer would always be, shteit in the Torah. That's what it says. That's what it says in the Torah. So I remember as a kid, I used to think that maybe he just didn't know the answers. So I came to realize that was his emunah, meaning he's trying to teach us that you don't have to understand every single thing. And then you know what? If you have good emunah, then the fact that it says it in the Torah, the truth is, that's enough. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to understand things in a deeper fashion. You shouldn't try to plumb the depths and try to gain deeper meaning. But if your emunah is solid, everything else comes from that. So where does solid emunah begin? Where does it begin? The Mechaber posits, Bereshis Bara Elokim. You know where it begins? It begins at the beginning. Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz. The Ribono Shel Olam is the creator. I am the creation. Simple as it sounds, perhaps one of the most difficult aspects of emunah. But if I have it, if I'm able to lock that down, it informs and shapes the rest of my identity. Let's look at Pei Gimel. Kacha La'odom L'daber Rabo Simach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says a person has to have many conversations with God. B'safa pshuta ad l'ma'od. In very simple wording. V'lomar la'akadosh baruch hu. Lulei ha'pasek hazeh. Hayamakom chas l'shom lachsho. She'ein mi she'baras ha'olam. Person says to himself, you know what? Ribono shel olam. Without that pasuk, I could have easily thought that there is not someone who created the world. Meaning, what happens to the Torah? Let's say the Torah started at Chodesh Hazalachem, first mitzvah. So what would have happened? I could have, God forbid, thought that what? That the world just came into its own. The world was here, the Ribono Shel Olam found it, and he took it over, and now he rules it. But he didn't create it. Olam ha'pasik nevar lanu, sha'ate yisbarach barasa sa'olam, v'kach al ha'adam lachzor al ze asaros umeos pa'amim. Va'af yeser al kach, lahashrish ulahair es ha'emunah pshuta bekebo. But now that the Torah says it, what's my job? My job is to chazer it. My job is to review it. My job is to try to understand it. My job ultimately is to try to inculcate it and root it within myself. Ma barasa. So now that I've established that God is the creator, what did he create? Eis ha'shomayim ve'es ha'aretz. Ha'adam medaber el ma'kadosh baruch hu b'lashon pshuta. Va'omer lo, mi baras ha'shomayim? Ha'adam merim es yado matzpia be'etzba l'shomayim v'shoa. Mi baras ha'shomayim halalu? So literally he says that a person should go through this exercise, walk outside, make sure people aren't looking when you do this. Right? Point up to the heavens, say to yourself, who created that? Who created that? And then what? V'meshev ha'atzan, I answer it myself. Va'omer la'kodesh baruch hu. Va'omer la'kodesh baruch hu, excuse me. Ata yisparach barasas ha'shamayim. Ata velo acher klal chas v'shalom lechas v'shalom. And a person literally says, answers, says, I answer my own question. You know who did it? It's the Ribbono Shel Olam who did it. And he did it all by himself. V'chino adam atzviya la'aretz k'nizkalav. And then I point to the earth, just like Klal Yisrael when they crossed the Yam Suf, and they said, Zekeli, this is my God and I will exalt him. And Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Gemara that says that literally there was a manifestation of the Ribbono Shel Olam that they were able to point. They would say, oh, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created this earth. Did it create itself? Lo v'lo chas v'shalom. Ela ata yisparach barasa zos. You created it. Rabbi said, this sounds silly. But you hear what the Mechaber saying, I need to go out and I need to look at the heavens. Who created it? The Ribbono Shel Olam. I look at the earth. Who created it? The Ribbono Shel Olam. And I have to do this over and over and over again. It's interesting, by the way, because you know, the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says that a person has to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam says, so how does one come to know and to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Rambam gives the famous answer, that's what? That by looking at nature. When you look at nature, you can appreciate. So often we assume what the Rambam means is, when you look at the sky, you look at the sky and you see how beautiful and how vast it is. So what realization pops into your head? What do you begin to think? You begin to say to yourself, something so vast. It's like you look at the heavens. That's one creation. The Rakia is one creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, look how amazing it is. It gives me a glimpse into the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But perhaps not according to the Mechaber, it's even a little bit deeper. When I look at creation, really what it's sparking in me is a fundamental question. Who made this? Who made this? And the answer to that is, the Ribbono Shel Olam made it. I say, sure, can you ever have this? Or you're just walking outside one day, and you see, like, it's a beautiful day, and you see the blue sky, and you see the what clouds. Like, it's gorgeous. It's magnificent. It's beautiful. So Mechaber says, in that moment, you know what I'm supposed to do? Stop for a moment and ask yourself the question, who created this? And then answer it for yourself. The Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's how we create Emunah. The Chino Adam, Mamshech HaSapasak Halo. And remember, what do? I go ahead and I continue reading the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? L'dugma, v'hi ar. The pasuk says, Moshe Shalom said, let there be light. U'misponi lo ala adam ala ar k'niska la'el v'shua satzmo. Mi bara asa ar. Person should ask himself, he sees the sun coming up, or sees the sun in the sky. Who created the ar? U'meshiv k'niska la'el ata yisbarach barasa asa ar. And again I answer, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the light. V'chkein ala adam la'avar prat va'od prat es kol ma'ase bereshis. This is what a person should do with every single aspect in the natural world. Go through creation after creation. And literally to look at all of the different creations in front of me. And to ask myself every single thing. Mi bara zos. Who created this? And to say to himself, Betzura shel dibar makadosh baruch hu kafi shevivur od, was discussed in a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata yisparach barasa chayved zeh. You, Ribbono Shel Olam, created this. Kach ala adam la'amol mispar shavuos ochad shayim ochad shayim be'inyan zeh. Kol yom kechatzi shal le'erech. Kol echa lefikochan. This is a little bit intense over here. He says, try doing this for a number of weeks or perhaps 2 months. Every day for every half hour. Try to go through this exercise, right? Every day, every half hour. Who created that sky? Who created the earth? Who created that plant? Ask yourself every half hour. Ula hashish bikibas hamone pshuta shakom nivra ayide yisparshon. So first of all, this is a very important yisod as well, because you're already saying that in order for emuna to become rooted in my heart and in my soul, the truth is, once a week on Wednesday nights is not enough. That's the real yisod. The idea is, it is a very good start. The idea is, it's daily. It's daily. I mean, this is quite intense when he's saying, you know, every day for a couple of months, every half hour, to ask yourself, who created this? Who created that? But can you imagine if a person, I don't know if it has to do with that level of frequency, but whatever level of frequency a person needs, the idea is repetitive actions, repetitive questions. Who made this? Who created this? To reinforce it to Ribbono Shel Olam is the Borei, and I am the Nivra. Let's go back to a little bit. Yesh hevdel yisodi bein hanivraim shenivraim ha'adam lebein ha'adam. But interesting enough, there's a fundamental distinction between those things that were created with man, the creations that were created with man, and man. What does that mean? Kasher ha'adam mashrish bekirbo sha'ashamayim ha'aretz ha'chayos v'ha'ofos v'chulei v'chulei nivru al yadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu hari ha'dvarim halalu hem chutz al ha'adam. Now the truth is, when I look up at the heavens and I say, wow, Baruch Hashem created the heavens, amazing. Earth, amazing. Animals, amazing. What's the common denominator among all of those things? They're all external to me. They're all part of my world, but they're all external. Ulam, avodas ha'adam la'achar mikan, la'hashrish bikirbo shu'atzmo nivra shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's very nice to look at the world and to say that all of these things are creations of God. But more important than that is what? I have to get to the level where I recognize that what? That I am a creation of God. V'lochush zos hetiv. And to appreciate this, al ha'adam lehisbonim, al hayad shalo, al haregel, chuli v'chuli, b'chol ivar kimo shekasa b'zohar ha'kodesh, she'adam tzarech lahamlich es ha'kodesh baruch hu aleivarav. So the Zohar writes, this is amazing, that the Ribono Shel Olam has to be, the person has to be mamlich. Person has to literally coronate God on every part of my body. What does that mean? Coronate God on every part of my body. Now we understand, what does it mean? That I have to look at my fingers, look at my hand, look at my, right, feel my heart beating. Who made that? Who made that? And who gives it the koach every single day? That's the Ribono Shel Olam. He is the Borei. And every single part of me is his creation. To identify with every single detail that I am the creation. Now the goal is to understand this. We're talking about a very simple level, right? We're not talking about why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create me? What's my purpose in this world? We'll get to that later on in Meretz Hashem. Those are going to be next steps. But for now, we're talking on a very simple level. I and every part of me is a creation of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what it means. It's an amazing statement of the Zohar. To be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Akol Eivarov. To anoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu on every single part of my body means to see that God is the creator and I am the creation through every aspect of my physicality. And our job, I will say, is, it's interesting, our job is to reinforce this until essentially it becomes like second nature. That's the job. Reinforce it, review it, chazer it until it becomes second nature to me. Let's do one more section. Pehe. Avodas ha'adam. Avodas ha'adam b'inyan zeh b'frat. B'cholam yonim b'chlal. Mischalekes lebeis chalokim. So the truth is, the avoda of man in this particular area, in general areas, is divided up into two parts. Aleph. Kvias zman b'chol yom leizbonei b'dvar. We'll say a person has to set aside time each and every day to contemplate these things that we learn. Beis b'meshach hayom, he writes, levad, except for the time that you're learning, ala adam liskor es nekuda sa'avoda. Person has to remind himself about the nekuda, the major point of his avoda. Es osa nekuda shebahu osuk liknos le'erech kol chatzi sha'o. So we'll say what the Mechaber is saying over here is the following. If a person wants to go ahead and acquire a particular foundation stone of Emunah, you have to do two things. Number one, you have to actively set aside a time each day to contemplate that which you are trying to acquire, that which you are trying to inculcate within yourself. And number two, throughout the day, you must have constant reminders. So there has to be a certain amount of time that's set aside for his bonos, just for contemplation, and then at regular intervals, reinforcing. Laz, he says, so therefore, for this avodah that we're currently engaged in, which means acquiring the mindset that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei and I am the Nivra, al ha'adam liskor le'erech kol chatzi sha'a, sha'kol nivra mimene yisbar shemo. Person should try to remind himself every half hour that everything has been created by God. It's pretty amazing. Va'alav lehisbonein al chifetz mesuyim sh'omi lefanov, v'lishol es atzmo b'tzura mevu'eres le'el, tzura shal she'ela u'tshuva, mi bara chifetz zeh, Ulahashiv la'atzmo. Atto yisparach b'yishbarasa. So I will say literally that a person every half hour should look at whatever it is that's in front of him and say, who created this? And answer my own question, the Ribono shel Olam. Kach yikvu hadvarim b'soch levavo. I will say, this is how I instill within myself pillars of Emunah. So I have to set aside active time, a period of time each and every day. And I will say, in addition to that, reinforcing it at shorter intervals throughout the day. So we'll stop over here for tonight. I will say, again, this is an incredible Yisus. So what we come away with tonight are two very important things. First of all, the foundation of Emunah, although it sounds simple, is Bereshis bara Elokim es haShamayim ve es haAretz. Yibam Shalom is the creator. And we've already given a little bit of an example. If I really believe that God is the creator and I'm the creation, that shapes the way I live my entire life. But of course, and this is always our challenge, right? We go at, see, here's the good thing about this Sefer. You know, sometimes you learn something and you try to remember what you learned and you can't remember what it was. You'll never forget what you learned from this Sefer, because we've only learned like two things, right? But you understand, now you understand that it's by design, because what the Mechaber is trying to teach us also is one of the reasons that we don't, I think many of us struggle with the fact that we struggle with the same things for year after year. And we often ask us, like, why don't we change? Right? I know that I want to change. I even know what I have to do to change. So why don't I change? Simple answer, I mean, there are many answers, but the simple answer is because often we don't reinforce the positive behaviors and the positive yediyas enough. That's the Mechaber says, if I want to acquire basic emunah, if I want that emunah, that the Ribono Shel Olam is the born, I'm the nivra, it's not enough just to learn it. I have to reinforce it. How do I reinforce it? Two steps. Number one, I have to set aside some amount of time. By the way, when you say set aside time, it could be 5 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, it could be whatever it is. But set aside time just to reinforce what is it that I believe, what is it that I'm working on, what is it that I'm trying to instill within myself. And then, throughout the day, the constant reminders at regular intervals. In this case, again, who created this? The Ribono Shel Olam. I walk outside, I see a beautiful sky. Instead of saying, wow, it's a beautiful day, pause. Beautiful sky. Who created that sky? The Ribono Shel Olam. And if I do that at regular intervals throughout the day, that reinforces the Emunah as well. All right, then we'll stop there. We'll pick up Emunah Hashem with Pei Vav next week. Shkoyach.